This is station ELMR broadcasting from Yakepa in Nimbakoe. Since 6:15 this evening, you have been listening to a relay of programs from station ELBC in Monrovia. We now present a summary of news about the Lamco JV operating company as compiled and edited in our newsroom here in Yakepa. The news is reported by Jesse Conley. The main points. The president and general manager, Mr. Ole Wickstrom, left Yakepa this evening for a week's stay in Monrovia to attend a number of official engagements. 12 clerk typists were today awarded certificates after completing a six-month course in secretarial science organized by the training section of the personnel department. Recruits for training in the company's plant protection school have begun field patrol assignment in preparation for theoretical class work, which will begin on September 30. Nimba has won the Santa Claus Cup by defeating Buchanan in the Inter-Lamco Community Sport Meet held here over the weekend. The news in detail. The president and general manager of the Lamco JV operating company left Yakepa this evening by rail bus for a week-long stay in Monrovia on official business. Accompanied by his wife, Mrs. Marion Wickstrom, Mr. Wickstrom's first official engagement will be on Tuesday when he is due to attend a meeting of the Board of Concessions in the morning, and later that evening will participate in a meeting of the Board of Trustees of the University of Liberia, of which he is a member. On Wednesday, the general manager will engage in a number of other official duties with government officials, the nature of which was not disclosed. On Thursday, Mr. Wickstrom, as president and general manager of the Lamco JV operating company, will travel to Cuttington College in Swakopo, where he will deliver an address to the student body of that college on the subject, Job Opportunities, in which he will discuss the opportunities now available to college students in the fastly growing Liberian Industrial Society and outline what is expected of employees in industrial organizations. The general manager is due to return to Yakepa over the coming weekend. Mr. Wickstrom this afternoon dispelled the popular notion that management is only concerned about the welfare of employees who are directly connected with ore production. He said this could not be true because management has undertaken training programs in the various areas of the company's activities so that all employees could benefit from such training schemes. Mr. Wickstrom was speaking at the graduation ceremony of 12 clerk typists of the company who have completed a six-month course in secretarial science. He said he was convinced that they would benefit from the lessons imparted to them, and therefore the possibility of their promotion depended entirely on their ability to perform a good job. Referring to their professional code of conduct, the general manager admonished that they are expected to promote the public image of the company by the quality of their work and in the manner they speak on the telephone to persons inside and outside the company. He later presented certificates of proficiency to the 12 graduates. Introducing the occasion, the Director of Training and Education, Mr. Roland Duberg, stated, the course was the first in a series which is designed to prepare clerk typists of the various departments of the company for more efficient work. Speaking on behalf of the graduates, Mr. C. Roosevelt Smith of the training section of the personnel department thanked the management for the opportunity afforded them to improve their skill in their profession. He promised that they would justify the training they received. On behalf of the class, he presented a bouquet of flowers to their instructor, Mrs. Mary Rowe, as a token of appreciation for her patience and willingness to help them improve themselves professionally. Those who received certificates were Mrs. Sophia Abua, Miss Helena Bedell, Miss Nora Campbell, Miss Dolly Horace, Mrs. Pearline Johnson, Miss Catherine Yaffo, Miss Rose Otto, Miss Nora Yaffo, Miss Martha Williams, Mr. Baimba M. Kamara, Mr. Larry Potter, and Mr. C. Roosevelt Smith. A number of recruits who were selected from Nima County for training at the Plant Protection School have begun 2 weeks of field patrol assignments in readiness for the opening of the theoretical class work, which will start on September 30. The field patrol work aims at exposing the recruits to some of the realities of the nightlife of a patrolman. During the 2 weeks period, senior patrolmen who will work closely with the recruits will be able to determine if the men possess the essential qualities required in order to be trained as men, as members of the company's plant protection force. In an interview today with Radio Lamco, the acting director of the plant protection force said that apart from his 12 men recently selected by the recruiting office, 3 old hands in the force have also been recommended to take part in the training course. This brings the number of trainees for NIMA to 15, he said. The acting director added that 8 men have been recruited from Buchanan and will join their colleagues here in NIMA for the 8-week training course. The acting director of the Plant Protection Force, Mr. Ronnie Heaver, also stated that among the 3 instructors at the school will be the chief of the Plant Protection Force, Mr. Michael Doe, who is due to return from the United States of America on October 8. He will teach criminal law. The other instructors are Lieutenant Anthony Arthur, who will teach a number of subjects including vehicle and traffic laws, patrol procedures, riot control and defense tactics, and Detective Sergeant Baylor, who will instruct the recruits on criminal investigation and evidence. This news broadcast is coming to you over station ELNR, broadcasting from Yakepa in Nima County. The final of the Inter-Lamco Community Sports Meet in football and volleyball, which took place here on Saturday and Sunday respectively, was won by the Lamco Nima Community Team, thereby capturing the Sandy Clark Cup, which was donated by the management. The final scores showed that Nima won 4 points with 5 goals and 6-6 volleyball set scores against Buchanan's 4 points with 5 goals and 53 volleyball set scores. In presenting the trophy to the winning side, the president and general manager of the Lamco JV operating company, Mr. Ole Wickstrom, expressed his pleasure at the performances of the teams from the 2 communities. He said management was highly interested in the sporting activities of the employees of the company, and that was why it had donated the Sandy Clark Cup in order to further promote zeal among sports enthusiasts in the community. Mr. Wickstrom therefore urged members of the teams to strive hard in the various departments of sports so as to improve their standards. The cup was received by the captain of the Nima Community Team, Lieutenant Anthony Arthur, on behalf of his team. Other highlights of the occasion was the presentation of a gold medal to the general manager, Mr. Ole Wickstrom, by the sports director, Stephen Daniels, in appreciation of the general manager's unrelenting efforts in the support of sports in this company. 2 outstanding players from both teams also received awards for their individual performances in volleyball and football, respectively. The persons honored were John Dix of Nima in volleyball and Buchanan's Eddie Dwight in football. Earlier, the superintendent of the Technical Services Department, Mr. Rasmus Peterson, presented each member of the winning team with a gold medal, while the losing team received silver medals. The Inter-Lamco meet had a brilliant start on Saturday at 2:40 p.m. with a volleyball competition, which was won by the team representing Lamco Nima community. The first round of the football game, which was played on a water-long pitch, ended in a draw of 2-2 with the Nimbus side unfit to cope with the speed and football tactics of the Buchanan boys. At a replay on Sunday to determine the winning side, spectators saw a much improved Nimbus side, which rallied strongly at the second half of the game to win 3-2 against Buchanan. For the benefit of our Swedish community, we now bring you a special bulletin on the results of the general election which was held in Sweden yesterday. The Social Democratic Party, led by Prime Minister Tegar Erlander, has been returned to power with a resounding victory over the other parties. The Social Democratic Party has headed the Swedish government continuously for 36 years. Mr. Erlander has headed the party since 1946. The new election victory assures him the continued strength of his party and a majority in parliament. There will be a magic show at the Workers' Recreation Hall tonight at 20:30 hours to be presented by Mercers J. Jenkins Pastica and J. Othello Sutaro, all from Portugal. That's at 8:30 tonight. They will entertain the audience with the following demonstrations. 1. Shooting a man with a gun without killing him. 2. Growing in stature. 3. Laying eggs. 4. Cutting off a man's head and allowing the body to walk. 5. Causing a palm seed to grow into a palm tree. 6. Items will be made for sale. And 7. Seeing one of the 7 wonders of the world. Admission, members 25 cents and others 50 cents. That's the news in detail. To conclude, here once again are the main points. The president and general manager, Mr. Ole Wickstrom, left Yekepa this evening for a week's stay in Monrovia to attend a number of official engagements. 12 clerk typists were today awarded certificates after completing a 6-month course in secretarial science organized by the training section of the personnel department. Recruits for training in the company's plant protection school have begun field patrol assignments in preparation for theoretical classwork to begin on September 30. Nimmer has won the Santa Clara Cup by defeating Buchanan in the Inter-Lamco Community Sports Meet held here over the weekend. That's the end of the news. Another news broadcast about the Lamco JV operating company can be heard tonight at 9:45. Meanwhile, at 7:15, we join ELBC for a relay of the latest BBC news and other programs of interest.